Look if you would in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm going to read the verse 34. It says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." Two implications I want to touch on in this verse. One is that we have the responsibility to take the gospel to everybody. That's what it's saying. That's what you read that verse, and that is the one clear implication that us, not just you or me or Brother Lindell or Brother Brian, but us, we, this church, the church in Querétaro, the church in Poland, have the responsibility to take the gospel to every creature. There's another implication in the verse, and that is, if we don't, if we fail, it's our shame. It should shame us. I hope you all were here last time I preached, because I meant everything I said. I really did. And I mean it still. And yet there's still a truth, and this is the truth. At the rate that we are going in Querétaro, I got in the census, I ran the numbers, at the rate that Adrian and I are going in Querétaro, it's going to take us 50 years to preach to every block in that city. And that's if it doesn't grow. If we could get that city to just freeze, we could preach in 50 years. I ran some numbers here. There are 451,731 occupied households in San Antonio, Texas, as of 1995, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. At the rate we're going here, and I'm including myself in this, I want you to know I consider myself part of this church. At the rate we are going here, any guesses? 62 years, best. 62 years. Okay, this is what the verse says. You have a responsibility. I have a responsibility. We, as this church, have a responsibility to reach everybody. And if we don't, it's our shame. Why should we be ashamed of it? You know, why should we? Have you thought about that? Because, you know, we could say, well, you know, there are a lot of other churches. What about them? But, you know, we're not other churches. And we're not going to judge another man's servant. I was under the impression, and I believe I've been to as many of these mission conferences, and what we're trying to do here is we're trying to exhort and edify and encourage each one of us to do what we need to do. Not what Baptist Church down the road needs to do. Not what Faith Bible somewhere else needs to do. What we need to do. Well, this verse says we need to reach every creature, and if we don't, it's our shame. That's what it says. Well, there's some reasons why we should be ashamed. One is because we are commanded to do it. If we don't, we should be ashamed. Just like your children should look ashamed when you tell them to clean their room and they don't because they were told to do it. Read some verses. They're very common verses. We're going to read them because it seems many times we just forget them. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. We're going to read verse 15. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." What is the command? Is it do your best? Is it preach the gospel to those that you meet in your workplace? That isn't it. I'm not minimizing this. I think that we should all be witnessing to the people in our workplace. Definitely. I think you should talk to your neighbors. Definitely. I think you should do and use any legitimate means at your disposal to spread the gospel. But Christ gave a very simple command. Go and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, you being a world missions conference, a world evangelism conference, we could take this and we could compound it past Texas and past the United States. But I think right now we should concentrate right now on San Antonio, Texas, on Querétaro, Mexico, on Warsaw, Poland, on Morelia, on these cities where we're at. Christ said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. That's right. He said in Matthew, go ye therefore and teach all nations. He said that repentance and remissions of sin should be preached in all to all people. This is a command. When the moment you got saved, you enlisted into an army. You enlisted into a force whose sole command as far as evangelism was to reach every creature. Every one of them. Every person in San Antonio, we should be ashamed if we haven't done this as a church. If we haven't done this because we were commanded to do it. 2,000 years ago, commanded to do it. 20 years ago, we were commanded to do it. 30 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, and tonight, we are commanded to reach every creature, everyone. We should be ashamed
Because the Jehovah Witnesses do.
I'm so tired of Christians saying, man, that's hard. I don't think it can be done. This city is growing. Who here has never had, lived in your house over a year, never had a Jehovah Witness knock on your door? Has anybody had that? I'm sure there's a few, but you know what? I don't know of any. I have had Jehovah Witnesses. I heard Brother Lindo got a Jehovah Witness track out where he lives. You have to get lost to find his house. What? I know. Every time I go, I get lost. He gotta put a gas station out there. People get lost driving around looking for it. I know it can be done. You know what's so sad, and we comment it, I don't know, I'm sure it's been said here, I know Bill has said it, and we comment it on almost every evangelism conference we have in Mexico. That not one of us in Mexico that I know of has ever had a Christian knock on their door, a real Christian, knock on their door and say, I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ. I want to talk to you about salvation. Has anybody here had that? There are a few that might have, but you know what? Not one of us have. How can that be? How can that be? You know that Christians outnumber Jehovah Witnesses? I'll tell you how it can be. It's really simple, because Christians are lazy. They're lazy. They don't take this command seriously. When they read that, go ye therefore into all nations, preach the gospel to every creature, they think it's the Baptist church's responsibility. And they say, well, you know, we shouldn't get too systematical about it because we'll lose our joy. How would you know? You've never tried. Amen. Christ says, I want you to preach the gospel to every creature. Paul says, if there's somebody that doesn't know God over there, it's your shame. We should be ashamed. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed when I started looking at these numbers in Querétaro. I'm ashamed. You know what? I'm going to have to get home, and I'm going to have to look at this, and I'm going to have to try to figure out how I can do this. You know, I started thinking about how I could do this. I was mainly running these numbers for San Antonio, but you divide them by half and you get Querétaro, because it's about half the household. So, and I'm going by house, the number of houses, and I was trying to figure out what I would have to do here. What I would have to do, if none of you helped me, if I did all by myself, which I'm too lazy to do it, but let's just pretend, okay, and I was pretending, let's pretend I could do it by myself. What would I have to do? I would have to knock on doors every day of the week, 5 days a week. Okay, that's 5 days a week. Every week out of the year, no vacation. And I would have to do that 10 hours a day, and I could only spend 3 minutes per house. And if I did that, I could knock on every door, including the growth, in 20 years. Can't be done. It's just not going to be done. First of all, I hope to spend more than 3 minutes at a door. It just can't be done. We're talking about, you know, and it looks very impossible. So, you know, I ran some other numbers. I'll get to them in a minute. Let me touch on a couple more things before I get to them. There's another reason why I'm wiping my mouth a lot because I spit. I'm sorry. I'm really trying to not, but I'm going to baptize some people tonight. It's better than in Mexico. For some reason, the Spanish language, it just makes it happen. You know another reason why we should be ashamed? Because we haven't really considered it, ever. We've never really tried to figure out how it could be done. I was talking to Brother Brian just before the meeting. I was trying to see if the states had the same kind of coverage by Christians as Mexico does. And it does. It's the same. There's no difference. You know, we're talking about the Jehovah Witness. Why do they do it? Well, he's telling me they grid everything out. They know what, they have it gridded out. And you're responsible for block 149, you know. That's right. And they cover the streets. Yeah, well, that's pretty dumb. No, I think that's pretty smart. They cover every street and they do it regularly. Why? Because they know just as soon as they knock on a street, someone moved out and somebody else moved in. They know that. We should be ashamed that we haven't done it because we are able to do it. I told you I ran some numbers, and I did. I got these sheets. And I want to know what we were going to have to do to do that in Querétaro, to do that in Morelia, to do that in San Antonio, Texas. What do we have to do? Well, I ran some numbers. I got some charts here. No pie graphs, but I do got some charts. And from what I've talked to people, the door knocking season, the hunting season here for door knocking runs about 30 weeks is when you can really do it. Is that about right? About 30 weeks is when it can be done well. If it gets too cold, gets too dark, people aren't gonna. You got about 30 weeks. So you got about 30 weeks. If you had one group hits 30 blocks a year, 30 blocks a year, one group, it's going to take you 833 years to knock on every door in this city. That's if it doesn't grow, okay? But if you could get 80 groups knocking 30 blocks a year each, it'd take you 10 years. If you get 80 groups, if you get 160 people from this church to diligently and faithfully for 10 years just knock on one block a week, for 30 weeks, you got 20 weeks off. You can do that for 30 weeks out of the year, it'll take you 10 years to cover it. And that is with projected growth. You can do it. Yeah, I can't do it. Brother Lindo, I know he's knocking on a lot of doors, but he can't do it. There's very few more diligent than Brother Brian. And I know, and listen, I'm not trying to make anybody that's doing something feel bad. If you're knocking on doors, if you're knocking on one a week and you do it 20, 30 weeks out of the year, you're doing good. The solution is not that those that are working to do shame, it's not your shame, it's our shame. I speak this to your shame. It's us as a church. There's a story that Brother Norman sent us through mail or email, I forget how it was back then, about this groves in California. Remember that? About the orange trees. Many of you may have gotten it. It's pretty interesting. Got all these people sitting around on bleachers watching two or three men pick oranges. And there are thousands and thousands of trees that need to be picked. And everyone's sitting around watching to learn how to pick oranges. And criticizing, you have the Baptist orange pickers and you have the Methodist orange pickers and they're all fighting about how oranges should be picked, but nobody's picking oranges. You know, I've seen that. We get people, we're preaching downtown and we're trying to do it right. And these guys come down and say, you know what? You shouldn't be doing it that way. We finally figured out how. You should preach more love. Well, here's the Bible. You preach more love. You show me how to do it right there. You stand up and preach the love and I will learn. I will stand up after you and preach it just like you did. Nobody has taken us up on the offer yet. You know, I read a saying, it really fits. When there's a piano to be moved, everybody grabs the stool. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Yeah. Everybody's willing to, I'll fold the tracks, brother. I'll stamp them for you. I'm praying for you. I pray out at the lake. Yeah. Amen. This is serious business. Amen. God gave a command. Every creature, Paul says, it's your shame. I'm ashamed of you. And you know, Paul had the right to say that. You read the scriptures. How many times does it say that your faith is heard throughout the whole world? It's there over and over and over. People say, come on, that's kind of an exaggeration. I don't think so. There is one thing that characterized first century Christians. They didn't overlook people. They preached the gospel everywhere they went. They were persecuted. And it says they went out preaching the gospel. They were heard of everywhere. Paul had converts in Caesar's house and he had converts down in Lydia's house. He had converts everywhere. They preached the gospel. And you say, well, I'm not Paul. I know you're not. And I'm not either. That's why one of us isn't going to do it. Paul might have been able to do it with him and his little company, cover the world, but you know what? If we're going to do it in San Antonio, every one of us is going to have to do it. You say, where are we going to get those 80 people? You're one of them. We're all going to have to get involved. And I realize, you say, well, door knocking's not the only way. I know that. In fact, I don't door knock. Other than pass, I knock on the doors, talk to them. I'm a Christian. I'm going to preach the gospel in the street. But I don't try to win them at their door. I preach in the street. I know it's not the only way. But you know something? For what I've talked to the brothers here, that's pretty much the most profitable way you found to reach their house. And if it's not the only way, you find another way that will be compatible. And it's not good enough to say I talked to a couple people at work. I'm not even going to get into those numbers. I ran those numbers. I hope the Lord comes back before we reach everybody that way. My goodness. Talk about the millennial reign, right? We're going to have to take a little more organized approach on this. We're going to have to really take this seriously. You are going to have to go home tonight and decide whether or not you're going to contribute to a church that's doing what they should do, or you're going to contribute to a church that should come here looking ashamed. I have to go home to Querétaro, and I'm going to have to figure out whether I'm going to take this seriously and really try to accomplish this, or I'm going to say, you know what, it's too big for me, I can't do it. I'm going to sit home and be a sissy. What are you going to do? This is serious business. Came here with a modest proposal. I think it really is a modest. Very simple. I don't think it's difficult. I don't know anybody who can't knock on 30 blocks a year. I don't know anybody. And if you're too busy to do that, you're just plain too busy. Everybody in this church that knows how to be saved. I'm talking to the faithful members of the church. I'm not talking about some of the visitors. I'm talking about to you, the core unit of this church. If every one of you sitting here would put your back into this, put your effort in 30 blocks a year, cover this city. And I know, I went under the U.S. Census, the Federal Bureau of Census. I looked at the projected growth of this city. You're talking about right now, in 1995, you had 1,302,099 people in San Antonio, in the metropolitan area of San Antonio. For the year 2010, the worst case scenario, or best, however you want to consider growth, but the most people, according to the projections they have, are 2,691,492 people. That's what's projected in the year 2010. You're talking about 650,000 households in the year 2010. Somebody
needs to reach them.
You know what I have found out? That this is the most mission-minded church there is. And if we don't reach them, nobody's going to reach them. I guarantee you that. That is a check that you can take down to the bank. If we don't reach them, they're not going to be reached. We just sing a song. You know, it's so interesting when we sing these songs because we sing them, but we don't mean them, right? They're music. It's kind of like kids when they sing their songs in their cars or in their homes. You know, they have no idea what they're talking about. I'm going to kill my mommy and all this stuff. And they just sing it away. And they don't know. That's another thing. We won't get into that. It says, we will give, we will pray, we will witness every day that the millions of the whole wide world may know our Savior. You know, we all sing it, but very few. And you know, and the problem is that those few of us that do something about it, those few of you in this church, and I know you're there. I really do. I don't think that you're all lazy. I know there are some of you who have been doing it for years and been faithful. But you're not going to do it alone. You're not going to do it alone. I ran the numbers. You're not going to do it alone. We are going to have to get our churches involved in this labor. Because it's really very simple. We have a responsibility to reach every creature. And if we don't reach them, it's our shame.